It's the time of year when many of us start looking for indoor events on the weekend. Hippo editor Amy Diaz has some ideas in that direction, and she's here to talk with us. Happy Friday, Amy.
Good morning.
So, Amy, the Snob is back.
Yes, this is the somewhat north of Boston Film Festival happening here in Concord, and despite the name, it is not just for snobs.
It's about indie film, but it's also about some other things. I know in past years, the festival was held around the city, and it seemed to feature more than just the movies themselves. Is that the case again?
Well, so what they're doing this year, pretty much all the movies are screening at Red River Theaters. It started last night, Thursday night, and runs through Sunday. But then there are also things going on throughout town. There's some live music happening at local venues. There's actually a beer that was brewed especially for the festival. I think it's called Extra Special Bitter, and that's going to be on tap at some of the places throughout Concord. Also, you can get it throughout the state. They're trying to bring in kind of the whole town.
So there's music and there's beer. There's other entertainment, although the films are mostly at Red River.
Yes.
Okay. How much does incorporating components like music and food or beer, how much does that boost attendance?
Well, you know, with a festival like this, you can buy a ticket to one movie or you can buy passes for the whole weekend or for a whole day. And I think the more that's going on, you know, the more you might be inclined to stick around and kind of enjoy, you know, the whole evening. One of the things that the music starts at 9 o'clock at a lot of venues. So they're going to kind of tell people as they're, you know, as screenings are winding up to head on out and catch some local bands.
So make a day or make a night of it.
Exactly.
From indie movies to indie textiles, tell us more about this new exhibit at the Currier Museum.
Yes, so they have an exhibit going on right now called the Africa Interweave Textile Diaspora. And this is really sort of fascinating when you go in. It's a really colorful exhibit. It features woven cloth, dyed cloth, blends of the two from different regions in Africa. A lot of these pieces are clothing or pieces that are, you know, meant to be worn. Maybe they haven't been worn, but they're sort of meant to be worn. There's some really fantastic, they're called masquerade costumes, very bright and colorful with all sorts of elements going on that kind of represent parts of culture, parts of history. So it's not your, you know, not your standard exhibit of just paintings on the wall.
So this is, in effect, you know, practical textiles or practical art?
Exactly. And they want to give people even more experience with this on Saturday. It's their family day. It's a thing they do once a month. They have a little extra activities around some of their exhibits. And so they're going to do, in the morning, they're going to have a demonstration of kente weaving that kind of give you a more practical experience with the kente cloth. And they're going to be letting people weave with paper to kind of give them examples of it. They're also going to have some drumming in the early afternoon. Again, ways to make the culture more accessible to people.
And I see here in your notes that there's another event that blends art and craft this weekend.
Yes. So over on Saturday, it is the annual Not Your Grandmother's Craft Fair.
So what makes this different?
Although grandmas are welcome, I should say. So, well, we're really in the thick of craft fair season. There are craft fairs going on. If you've passed a church, you've probably seen a sign for a fair.
Oh, yeah.
So this Saturday from 9 to 3 p.m. at McDonough Elementary School in Manchester, this craft fair is really, you know, kind of geared towards the crafter who's maybe looking for something with a little bit more flair, a little bit funkier. A lot of the people here are either shoppers or crafters on Etsy. So you're going to see items. I was talking to one of the organizers. She said a big thing right now is sort of repurposing old items. So you take an older T-shirt and you kind of rework it into a new piece. But they're crafts, so it's, you know, taking maybe a vintage jewelry and reworking it into something else you can wear, or bags, or, you know, other things that have a practical purpose as well.
What's old is new again.
Exactly.
Find more information about the Snob Film Fest, the Africa Interweave exhibit, and Not Your Grandma's Craft Fair at nhpr.org. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here many Friday mornings for a look at New Hampshire this weekend. Amy, thanks.
Have a great weekend.